Salvation by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Drifting through interstellar space, 3 light-years out from the star 31 Aquilae, the Neana Abode cluster picked up a series of short, faint electromagnetic pulses that lasted intermittently for 18 years. The early signatures were familiar to the Neana, and faintly worrying. Nuclear fission detonations, followed 7 years later by fusion explosions. The technological progress of whoever was detonating them was exceptionally swift by the usual metric of emerging civilizations. Metaviral spawn chewed into the cometary chunks that anchored the vast cluster, spinning out a string of flimsy receiver webs 20 kilometers across. They aligned themselves on the G-class star 50 light-years away, where the savage weapons were being deployed. Sure enough, a torrent of weak electromagnetic signals was pouring out from the star's third planet. A sentient species was entering into its early scientific industrial state. The Neana were concerned that so many nuclear weapons were being used. Clearly, the new species was disturbingly aggressive. Some of the cluster's minds welcomed that. Analysis of the radio signals, now becoming analog audio-visual broadcasts, revealed a bipedal race, organized along geo-tribal lines, and constantly in conflict. Their specific biochemical composition was one that, from the Neana perspective, gave them sadly short lives. That was posited as the probable reason behind their faster-than-usual technological progression. That there would be an expedition was never in doubt. The Neana saw that as their duty, no matter what kind of life evolved on distant worlds. The only question now concerned the level of assistance to be offered. Those who welcomed the new species' aggressive qualities wanted to make the full spectrum of Neana technology available. They almost prevailed. The spherical insertion ship that left the cluster, it didn't know if it was one of many being dispatched, or alone, measured 100 meters in diameter, a mass comprised of active molecule blocks. It spent 3 months accelerating up to 30% of light speed along a course to Altair, a trip that took just over 100 years. During the lonely voyage, the ship's controlling sentience continued to monitor the electromagnetic signals coming from the young civilization that was its ultimate goal. It built up an impressive knowledge base of human biology, as well as a comprehensive understanding of their constantly evolving tribal, political, and economic structures. When the ship reached Altair, it performed a complex flyby maneuver, which aligned it perfectly on Sol. After that, the physical section of the sentience's memory that contained all the astrogation data of the flight from the cluster to Altair was jettisoned, and the constituent blocks deactivated. Its weakened atomic structure broke apart into an expanding cloud of dust, which was quickly dispersed by Altair's solar wind. Now, if it was ever intercepted, the insertion ship could never betray the position of the Neana Abode cluster, for it no longer knew where it was.